my dudes. Today, I want to talk about the lifestyle influencer paradox, which I think of as a lifestyle influencer's job is to sell us a lifestyle that is only possible if you are an influencer. This lifestyle is so unattainable, even if not just financially, but also in the amount of free time or energy that you have in order to live this way. I think it is fascinating. I see this as a continuation of a video I made years ago called You're Not Relatable Anymore. And relatability is definitely an element here, but it's not just about that. Many influencers have long faced backlash for being out of touch, especially when they complain about how hard they work and how busy they are. Meanwhile, they show their exhausting to-do list and it's like, wake up, Pilates, sweet green, make TikTok, return packages.
I literally just finished work and it's 5:19. Try being an influencer for a day. Try it.
So I'm interested in how and why influencers become out of touch and whether influencing really is such a hard job and how all of this is contributing to the current moment, which is pretty anti-influencer.
Based on the kind of disgust and lack of interest that we are now having with influencers, I also think that the 9-to-5 is back. I know that the 9-to-5 like never went anywhere because there's real people. I have a 9-to-5, but the whole like, oh, you're selling your soul to a company for your whole life, be your own boss, like make content, blah, blah, blah. I think that that has now turned into an even bigger soulless career lifestyle for a lot of influencers because your whole presence is just one big ad. And I think that that is actually the most soulless thing that you can probably do.
And it's really not that surprising. I mean, to broadcast such a privileged, unrelatable lifestyle, especially in this moment, many viewers are simply tired of seeing it. They're tired of the overconsumption, the distance from reality, the insane privilege and wealth.
I am so sick of celebrities. There's such a disconnect between people with things and people without things. And the people with things are the people we see all day. And we're just down here toiling, selling our time to survive.
So let's start with what is a lifestyle creator and why I think this paradox applies to them specifically. First, you have to make a distinction between a content creator and an influencer, and you may disagree with my definitions, but often this distinction is gendered. Influencers are overwhelmingly coded to be women, and I obviously think there are very many valid things to critique about influencer culture, but certain parts of these critiques are actually just straight up misogyny. So that's something to keep in mind. Anyway, content creators have some type of primary content that people follow them for. Content creators definitely still rely on ad revenue and brand deals, but they're more of a means to an end. It's how they fund making the main content. Whereas influencers sell and share their whole lifestyle. Their content revolves around everything they buy, use, and do. Every element of their life could be monetized. Get ready with me, what I eat in a day, outfit of the day in my life, products linked in my LTK and Amazon storefront. Viewers obviously follow them because they find them aspirational. They're beautiful. You like their aesthetic and their taste in products. Overall, you follow them for their lifestyle. Now, by the way, I don't want to imply that making lifestyle content is inherently shallow or bad. There are other things at play, like personality absolutely plays a role. Some people are just those magical magnetic types that people are drawn to. We want to know more. Anyway, I think the labels get messy because I think there can be lifestyle content creators and lifestyle influencers. And what's the difference? I think there's a spectrum. Like if you're sharing your life as a student or a doctor or an electrician, that is more content-based. Or sharing your favorites and instantly selling out anything you mention because your fan base is gonna buy anything you recommend, that is influencing, baby. So sometimes a content creator in a specific niche, like I just mentioned, transforms into more of an influencer. They're a relatable person in school or working, they're beloved by the people. And eventually this creator becomes so popular, they start to earn more from their content than their salary, so they quit their job and become a full-time influencer. But it's not just about the money, though obviously earning more money more easily is a major plus. They have the rare opportunity to opt out of the traditional job world. Wouldn't it be nice to wake up whenever you want, work for yourself, build your own schedule? These are freedoms that many people never get to experience. And there are downsides, which we will discuss later, but pretty much everyone agrees making a living like this is a unique privilege. So just don't take it it for granted and don't become an asshole. Still though, some viewers hate when their favorite creator becomes a full-time influencer. At first, you're making content about your life, but eventually your content becomes your life. It drives your life. The line between the two is so blurry, it might be non-existent. And this kind of lifestyle that we witness honestly seems more like a simulation than reality, because who really lives like this? Seemingly only influencers and some celebrities, socialites, you know, the wealthy. But obviously, due to the nature of social media, the people that we're seeing the most often, the glimpses into this lifestyle are coming from influencers. But before we continue, this portion of today's video is sponsored by Factor. As you may know, I have a baby on the way, so I've been planning ahead for after she's born, and everyone tells us how important it is to have quick, accessible meals. So I'm very excited to try Factor. Factor delivers delicious, ready-to-eat meals, which helps to cut down on prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. These are super helpful, especially when you are so busy. But really, it is so quick and easy. The meals are ready to heat and eat in as little as 2 minutes in the microwave. Though I used the oven today because I had some time. And if you ever want to change your number of meals, pause, or reschedule, Factor is very flexible, so no worries. Today's lunch was the roasted garlic cream tortellini with broccoli and green beans, plus some mint lemonade. Ooh. It was very good and super satisfying. So head to factor75.com or click the link below and use code TiffanyFerg50 to get 50% off your first Factor box and 20% off your next month of orders. That's code TiffanyFerg50 at factor75.com to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month of orders. So next up, we have those infamous influencer to-do lists.
If I see another influencer be like, oh, today is such a busy day, like I'm already late, and their entire day is just appointments, it's just errands.
I had a facial and then I am running to get my hair done after this. Just such a busy day filled with so many errands. Like,
I have a busy week.
Do you?
I mean, Thursday, Nobu, Vegas Friday.
The other day, I saw an influencer's to-do list for the day. I'm not making this up. One of the items was light candle. Light candle.
This is where people are really like, oh, you live like this. This is your day-to-day. This is the job?
I can have an entire day where all I have to do is run errands and like drive around in my little car and check shit off of a list. I'm happy. I'm living. Like, that's your job? That's my fucking vacation. We can trade.
First of all, you might be wondering, why do they even share their to-do lists, you know? And obviously, one, content is content, baby. But two, many lifestyle influencers are into productivity, or at least the image of productivity. So making lists, checking boxes, it's very satisfying. And these kind of influencers also tend to love routines.
I think they emphasize these lifestyle routines so much precisely because they don't have any routines otherwise. When you don't have structure in your day, you have to create it. Often their schedule is not that busy. They might have a few calls, emails to send, things to film, but they want to fabricate the appearance of busyness, whether purely for content or to impress their viewers, but also maybe to some extent to trick themselves into believing that they genuinely are so busy. This is where I think the simulation comes in. You have so much free time, such a flexible schedule, that you have to kind of artificially add tasks to your list so that you can frame these errands or these elective luxury appointments as accomplishments. Now, to be fair, I do this sometimes. I will put tiny things on my to-do list as reminders, but also because it is satisfying to mark something off, even if it's super easy and took 2 seconds. I think the difference being, like, I'm not sharing my to-do lists or framing myself as so busy. But when you are posting it publicly, there are elements of performance and perception. By the way, hello to Mr. Clark. What a good boy.
It is interesting to have such a busy day, especially when it's full of these errands and beauty appointments, because again, making content about your life is your job. So you get to do these fun, nice things, film it, and technically it is part of your work. And don't even get me started on the potential tax write-offs in this situation if you can effectively pass these off as work necessities. But again, this is the kind of lifestyle that is only possible if you're an influencer. Who else is allowed to just live their life and vibe as their job?
Yeah, because actually my job, it's just beach.
Right. Who else has time for such elaborate morning routines, night routines, workout classes every day. Like many people with 9-to-5s and other types of jobs still do it. They show up, they get shit done before or after work. But like, I don't believe that it is inherently bad for someone to just have a different lifestyle. Like the reality is some people have easier jobs. Some people have much lighter workloads. But where it becomes a problem is when you are so painfully out of touch and so unaware of it.
Just saw the Dixie D'Amelio video being like, I just need to marry rich because I don't want to work. You work for yourself. What are we talking about? You could take like 3 months off if you wanted to and just go make content in a different country. Like, so tired of hearing this shit.
This TikTok blew up a couple years ago from Michaela Nogueira talking about her long work day.
Every single day, I get up at 6 a.m. I spend about 5 to 6 hours filming video content, spend a few hours editing that video content. Then I have to work on my other social media profiles, whatever it may be, Instagram, whatever. I'm in meetings from 12 to 5. I literally just finished working. It's 5:19. Try being an influencer for a day. Try it. Because the people who say it's easy are so far out of their minds, try it for a day. It is not for everybody. In fact, it's for a very small handful of people who can actually do this job. You do not want to have this job.
Obviously, people had many issues with this video. First of all, it's like the soundbite that was clipped by a lot of people was her being like, it's 5:19 and I just ended work. Everyone's like, yeah, that's when a lot of people end their work day. But to be fair, she did say that she woke up and started working around 6 a.m. So if that's true, she did have a long day. But the takeaway being, try being an influencer for a day. Try it as if, again, it is the most difficult job, the most taxing, as if many people wouldn't literally love to try being an influencer for a day. Yeah, please.
To say that being an influencer is a job that nobody wants. Why would you ever say that? Because absolutely anyone will be lucky to have that job.
Again, to some people, even 12 hours of filming some stuff and sitting in meetings sounds good, especially when you're making millions, maybe. I also saw this TikTok about previous Love Island contestant Molly May saying that she was getting the Sunday scaries.
She was like, you know, I don't have Sunday scaries anymore because I switched my mindset. Instead of being scared for the work week, I just think about all the new opportunities I'm gonna have. What do you mean Sunday scaries? Like, what do you mean?
First, we have to define what Sunday scaries are about for those who are unfamiliar. This typically refers to the Sunday before starting a work week, but it can apply to school as well. It's that feeling of dread for the upcoming week.
Saying that you have the Sunday scaries is just a trendier way to say, I really fucking hate my job.
Does anybody else experience the Sunday scaries so intensely that it completely paralyzes you? The thought of the weekend being over and I'm going to be facing Monday morning again, a whole nother 5 days of something that I absolutely do not want to do.
So I think it is an interesting question. Can influencers even have Sunday scaries?
Ultimately, what you are freelancers. You can have Sunday scaries because you dictate your schedule. No one is throwing an all-hands meeting at 9 a.m. on your calendar. You may be dreading the work that you have to do that week, but it's not gonna be reserved to Sunday. You actually probably work Sundays. You probably work 7 days a week. So why would Sunday scaries apply when you don't work a traditional schedule?
So yeah, there's the question of like, literally, do the Sunday scaries only apply to people who work like Monday through Friday? And I think you can use Sunday scaries literally or a little bit more casually, colloquially. But I do agree. I think the typical influencer's work week cannot be compared to a standard Monday through Friday job. And I loved this follow-up TikTok about what Molly May ended up getting up to on her Monday.
I kid you not. Next post, hello Monday at the gym. After that, getting coffee. After that, she was at the Prada store. Do you want to know what I was so afraid of?
I do think many influencers, especially people who have been in this space for a while, they need a reality check. They need a reminder of how hard other people are working for so much less money.
You also cannot fail to acknowledge the work that you are putting in and the high wages you receive, because there's a lot of people that are working long, tedious hours and are barely getting through.
Barely get vacations, barely get paid time off, barely get sick days. And do they make ends meet? Most of the time, not really.
Knowing that you could be laid off at any point in time and have absolutely no income is the scariest thing.
I saw this TikTok comment, influencers work hard, but they do not have hard work. It's different. And I do think that's a fair distinction. Like, again, I don't think everyone has to like necessarily compete about whose job is the hardest. There's no denying that like certain jobs are much more physically taxing, mentally, emotionally taxing. But yeah, I just don't think it's like super helpful to like to prove that you have the hardest work. Though I think it's important to acknowledge when you don't. Like, I can definitely say I struggle to do this job for other reasons, but it would be absurd and ridiculous for me to say this is the hardest job ever. Even out of the jobs that I've had, this is not the hardest job. Ultimately, again, you just have to be self-aware. I don't think you need to like punish yourself for being in a privileged position, because like that's kind of annoying too. Constantly being like, I'm so sorry, I'm so privileged, when everyone else has such a shitty life. I just want to acknowledge my privilege. It's like, okay, shut up. Back to the whole issue of being out of touch. Like, some influencers, many influencers actually, were born rich. They were born into money. That's what gave them the privileges and the access to be able to create this persona and find the success online. Like, again, it's not surprising that some of the people who are the most conventionally attractive or have interesting lives that people like watching have money. They started from a pretty aspirational place and they're only going up from there. Some influencers or content creators have never had another job. Some people got famous at like 13, 14, and this is what they've been doing ever since, which is cool, but also you're missing those crucial customer service hours. You've never worked retail or in food. That is an experience that will change you and your perspective forever. Another issue is when influencers have been influencers for so long that they've literally forgotten what the regular work world is like. They may have had all sorts of different work experiences in the past, but it's now been so long that they're disconnected from that reality. Like, I myself, since I was a teenager, worked many service jobs, but I've been lucky enough to be doing this and sustaining myself from this since I think 2019 full time. And I can absolutely say I cannot relate. I've never had a 9-to-5. I've never worked in an office. So I'm sure sometimes even I'm like out of touch just by not having those experiences, but that's why I try to keep myself in check.
I did not come from money, okay? But I think when you start making a lot more money from doing a lot less, it rewires your fucking brain. Like, it makes it feel like money is this infinite thing, which you know it's not, but also it's like this cognitive dissonance. And I just started to talk about money in this very blasé way.
And yes, getting out of touch financially is a major component. You're making a lot of money relatively easily, plus you're getting tons of PR, free meals, trips worth literally thousands of dollars. You get so much nice stuff, yet you're actually saving money because you're getting all that stuff for free. It's money that you don't have to spend on things like clothes, skincare, makeup.
Like, my friends would be like, oh, do you like this? Should I get this $200 fucking lipstick or something? And I'd be like, oh my God, yes, it's the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever. Even though I did not pay for that shit, they would have to spend the $200. I would not have to spend the $200. So to me, of course, it's a really nice product because I got it for free, but it's $200. Like, don't buy that shit.
And I love that point. It brings me back to the idea of the paradox, or at least like the irony. So often influencers are telling you, you should buy these things that they got for free. Especially when you add like affiliate links to the mix, you have so much more incentive to promote things, and especially more expensive items that are gonna give you a bigger commission. And even if you did spend your own money, it's a lot easier to say something is worth it when you have so much disposable income, or if that thing could be a tax write-off for you. Ultimately, the ways many influencers earn and spend money is just totally different from the average person's financial experience.
And this brings up another point, another issue, is when content creators are chronically online or living in this social media focused echo chamber, when you're an influencer or content creator and all your friends are as well, it is so easy to forget what real life is like or what other people are doing, how they work. It also, of course, makes you focus so much more on the internet. I mean, many of us are chronically online. Welcome to internet analysis, I know. There are ways to respect and enjoy and focus on your work online while also living in the offline world. I think you have to have balance, otherwise you will lose it.
And so they've literally molded their reality to what's happening online. They think online, that is real life. Like, that's all there is. For me, it was kind of the same thing. Like, my whole life is on my phone. I'm on my phone all fucking day. But also, I'm just, like, consuming content because that's my fucking job. And I was consuming this, like, vapid content. To do well online, you have to know what's going on online. Like, you have to be up to date with trends. And, like, that became my reality. And like I said, it rotted my fucking brain. Like, oh my God.
Again, this is why I think so many influencers have a distorted perception of reality. Their work is based on creating this simulation of a life, but their life lacks structure and sometimes lacks purpose. For most people, this is hard to imagine because they would love to have too much spare time or too much freedom. But I think for a lot of influencers, it can actually make their life worse. I think that's another reason influencers complain or say that the job is hard. It's actually so easy that you might start to feel lost. You feel aimless. But this is why a lot of viewers wonder, why don't influencers do more? Like, get a hobby, volunteer, go back to school, anything. What would your dream life be if you only had the time and the resources? It's kind of ironic to see these people with this potential dream life who seem to be wasting it. Okay, so next up, let's talk about real work, hard work. How do we make these distinctions? First of all, I think everyone is allowed to complain about their job. Most people do not like working. Most of us would love to be able to work less. And honestly, I want everyone to be able to work less. In this world, with all the technology we have, this gets me heated every time, but I'm like, we should not be working so much. Wouldn't it be great if some of our automation, like, cut down on the bullshit work we do, and then people still got paid a living wage and got to, like, live? You know, my utopian dreams. But honestly, David Graeber was right. It always comes back to bullshit jobs. But anyway, is influencing, content creation, real work? Yes, it is.
Briefly, let me jump in with what I think are the worst parts of the job, or at least are for me. Emotionally, mentally, and psychologically, this job can really mess with you. And I made a video about that, about video essays melting my brain. I also made another video about why YouTubers quit. Especially when I'm already in a bad state of mind, when my mental state is already shaky, even the simplest thing, making a video, seems impossible. Then you add in things like potential stalkers, or, you know, there's been recent discourse about snark pages. This is where we see similarities with traditional celebrities. The work might look relatively easy and glamorous, but I think being famous or any sort of public figure can be actually incredibly intense, scary, and painful at times. So yeah, I think for me, that's where this job is the worst. Because I think even people in my life are like, oh my gosh, you're so lucky. And yes, but not when I am tormented by my own mind or just a general fear of the internet, fear of being perceived. I feel like I'm fighting shadows most of the time, but it doesn't make that fear or anxiety any less real to me.
But I will say, like, the scope of work, the amount of hours that you work, the intensity definitely depends from creator to creator. How much are you outsourcing? Do you have a team working for you, or are you working alone? Again, the boundary of what is or isn't work can be blurry, because technically being on social media, scrolling, that's market research, I think. You know, you're evaluating your peers, you're researching trends. I'm joking, but I'm like, it is a pretty big part of any content creator's life. But again, this is where it gets a little messy when some influencers talk about, like, oh, I'm working 24/7. It's like, Are you? Because yeah, my screen time's atrocious, but that, I wouldn't call all of that work, personally. Some influencers genuinely work much more than 40 hours a week. Some work very minimally. So there's really no way to do any, like, broad strokes about what it means to be an influencer. And this is similar to other freelancing jobs in general. When you're working for yourself and you're able to take on as many or as little projects as you want, your actual day-to-day workday, your schedule, can be very different from anyone else's, and it can also change from day to day or the next week. I found this interesting comment thread on TikTok. Someone said, influencers are so disconnected from the reality around them. I understand editing and filming takes long, but it is not comparable to actually working. And someone replied, actual work isn't even actual work. I work in accounting, and literally nothing would happen if I left for 2 weeks. Again, bringing it back to bullshit jobs, a lot of times, like, we want to pretend like we work a lot more or we're a lot busier than we are, you know? So I appreciate when someone could be like, honestly, yeah, nothing would happen. The world goes on. Because again, our value is not based increased in our productivity. I don't care about how much of a worker bee you are. I am not interested in this competition. I'm mad that people have to work bullshit jobs. I'm not going to get into it again. But then another influencer replied and said, there is a lot more to it. Marketing strategy, business development, pitching, admin, invoicing, bookkeeping, managing staff. And the original poster replied, influencers don't do that themselves. They have agents and managers. And this is where I want to cut in with, again, only my personal experience. I don't know how every other creator works, but I will say typically when it comes to people having like managers, like I have a manager, I have management, they manage my brand deals. They help me negotiate those, thank God, because I do not want to do that. I have no desire. I think a lot of times when people hear manager, they think that that means, you know, you have this person who is fully managing your entire business. And some people do have management like that, but I think that's a lot more rare. But yeah, personally, like a lot of the other tasks that I do, I track all my work. I use a thing called Clockify because I'm interested in seeing the data, like how much do I work? How long does each video take me? I have a task that I just call housekeeping, which includes emails, admin, some of payroll stuff or paying contractors, a bit of bookkeeping. Some of that comes down to me as well, which makes sense. Again, I'm sure a lot of freelancers in general can relate. Anyway, then I saw another TikTok comment where someone said, I think as non-influencers, it's hard to empathize or understand it because it looks like you're just living someone's normal weekend like every day. And OP replied, totally get this. And that's why I say it's our fault for not showing the everyday behind the scenes. Now, this is an interesting question. I'd love you guys to answer. Are you even interested in the behind the scenes from creators that you follow? There are some people like Hannah Witten. I love to know how she works because she's very productive, very efficient, very organized, and I find that inspiring. I love to hear how like my creator friends and mutuals work because everyone does things differently. But I don't know if all of our audiences would be interested or nearly as interested as our main content. And when it comes to like a lifestyle influencer, there's this running joke about lifestyle girlies calling this computer work. First of all, that's just such a funny name for it. I think there's like an unseriousness to the term computer work. It almost sounds like a kid being like, I am going to my adult job doing computer work. It's like, do you mean just like replying to a few emails and like responding to your management? Which like, okay, valid, but. So anyway, a lot of lifestyle creators don't show much of their work because on one hand, first of all, it's very meta. Like if you're setting up a shot, then you have to set up another shot to film yourself setting up the shot. And it's like,
Could you not walk your dog in front? I'm just gonna do a video of me getting into the car real quick and then you can go. Okay. Hey.
There are some ways to film some interesting B-roll to fill in your vlog or whatever, but the reality is that anyone working on their computer or their phone is just not going to make the most interesting content for the most part. And many people do have some sort of computer work for their job, and when they're relaxing and watching their favorite content, they probably don't want to watch or hear you talk about sitting on your computer. People want to see the more exciting parts of your day. And final thoughts. Back to the point I made at the beginning of the video about how we're in this anti-influencer moment. I think we're also in a very anti-celebrity moment.
The collective is extremely tired of brain rot content. I myself have enjoyed influencer content, the daily vlogs, the running from yoga to aloe, sweet green, and then to like a Hailey Bieber road pop-up for the, I guess, anthropology lens that it provides. It is a real group of people that really does live that way. And it's kind of interesting. Like,
I agree. I love that point. Like, obviously I think influencers are fascinating to study. I mean, it's kind of my job, but yeah, I think at a point many viewers have realized this content, it's bad for me. It's not helping me. It's kind of mindless and not even in a relaxing way.
In the last couple months, I am so tired of it because now all I can see it as is overindulgent and just very plastic.
It can make you painfully jealous or envious. You might feel bitter that some people have it so easy, or you might just become a little too focused on shallow things. Buy, consume. But what's also interesting is that I think making this kind of content can be bad for the creators as well. I really appreciated this insight.
I feel like becoming a full-time influencer literally made me stupid as fuck. Like, slowly over time, I could feel the way my brain was like rotting from the inside out. job, but me personally, I became really unimpressed with the way the neurons were firing off of my brain. Like, I felt like I was less witty, less charismatic, not as funny, just not as smart. And the reason I think I became stupid as fuck is because I had nothing challenging me, nothing giving me structure. I just got to wake up and do whatever the fuck I wanted every day, which is a great privilege. Like, I'm genuinely not complaining about that, but I really don't think that's good for your brain.
I feel like there's so much more to be said about, okay, well then what could influencers do? How can they try to avoid the kind of brain rot feeling? How could they make their content more interesting or their lives more interesting or more fulfilled? But this video is already too long. Maybe that is a topic for another day. But I do think undoubtedly a lot of audiences are expecting more from the people they follow. They don't just want to see what you're wearing or what you're doing. They want to hear what you're thinking. What do you care about? And I think integrating those kind of things is cathartic for the creator as well. It can be scary, but it makes you feel like more of a human and not just a billboard, not just an ad.
So there it is. I hope you enjoyed today's video and stay tuned for future internet analysis videos. I'm trying to do as many videos as I can before baby comes and then maternity leave. I'm going to take some amount of time off, but honestly, I'm very scared because of, you know, the algorithm. And also if I don't have money coming in, that's scary. So by the way, if you are interested, I am going to be relaunching my Patreon. It's a little bit more of a soft launch, especially through this maternity period. Basically, if you want to financially support me and my content while I'm taking some time off for birth and a baby and all of that, feel free to check that out. If not, totally fine. Please just continue watching the videos. Give me a little thumbs up. Give me a little comment. Any sort of engagement helps. If you haven't seen my last videos, I made a lot of videos in June. Look at me being productive. Look at me finally finishing scripts. Okay, thank you again. Have a wonderful day. Okay, thanks. Bye.